just a short idea, and that is, Shneimo was a metallus, the first parak mentioned Shneimo was a metallus. Zemer kulishi, zemer kulishi, zemer animusus, zemer animusus. You find a lost object, and each one claims that he picked up first, it's his. And the Mishnah says, that's the halacha, yachloku b'shvur. You divide it, and there's a shvur. And the more it's bothered, yachloku could be perhaps, it's a chaluku yicholos emes. It's possible that they both picked it up exactly at the same time. In the American League and National League, they have a rule. Why is so, I don't know. And that is, tie goes to the runner. It's possible that they both, that the runner and the first baseman, that he received the ball and he got to the first base at exactly the same second. So why did the tie go to the runner? Gosh. We say, yachloku, you should have a plate between home plate and first base. You have a plate there for ties. But okay, gosh. Anyways, but the halacha is yachloku. It's a chaluku cholos emes. Each one thought he picked up first. However, the shvur is more of was bothered with. Why is there a shvur? So the Gemara gives a few possibilities, because actually Reuven picked up before Shimon, but Shimon feels that Reuven really doesn't need that object. And if I took it from him, then anyways, it's not, he didn't pay for it, he didn't work for it, happened to see it on the street. So I also got it also. Imori Heter. Another answer is, as Reb Paskin, Reb Yochanan says, Holak v'tokim t'ali shechayar. People be, they'll grab things from people. Holak v'tokim, they'll become gandomer. They'll grab. So therefore the shvur, once he makes a shvur, he'll stay away from that. And he'll admit the emes. Until that time, kol ha'sholei ayim is hasir. Once they have the shvur, all of this daza, b'shir shomar kodesh baruch hu, sisa shim v'shem v'kech v'ashov, becomes the shvur shov, that we won't do. Another reason that bias is no. That's what Yochanan says. Many possibly could do. The bias is, why are you choishing a Jew? Why are you choishing a Jew? A Jew's going to grab out another Jew? You picked it up and then I'm going to go and grab it from you? No. And why is there a shvur? There's a shvur because Shema Milva Yishana Yeshua. That Reuven picked it up after Shimon. Shimon picked it up first and then Reuven. Shimon feels that Reuven owes him money, and perhaps he does. He's asked Reuven 3-4 times, you owe me $100. And he never gave it back. He forgot. He's getting older, he forgot. So Shimon said, this is a ripe, beautiful opportunity. I'll grab onto the talus, and that'll be worth to Sheva $100. I get back my talus. Shema Mili Shana Yishma. That's another reason. That's another reason. So Rishonim asked, but why didn't Reuven say, why didn't Shimon say that? If Reuven picked up first, and Shimon grabbed it from Reuven, only because, sure, he didn't pick it up before Reuven. However, Shimon feels, so say it. Say it. That means, if I have something of yours, and I don't give it back to you, perfectly all right. Why? Because you owe me money. You're a halachot. You give me your watch. What is it? I don't have a watch. You never gave me a watch. Why are you? I gave you a watch. Sure, I don't have either, but I gave you a watch. Why did I say that? Because he owes me money. That's why I said it. So, if that's true, then say so. So Ramban says, right. You're allowed to be toiket, keep an object of your chaver that he gave it to you willingly and wants it back, and you have a right to take it. If you say it's a mugli shana, you're allowed to. You don't have to give it back to him. And why did he say it? It's Ramban says he didn't know the halacha. And our Mishnah didn't know. Shammah was a metallus, and one picked it up before the other. The other one picked it up because of Milvi Shana. That's why if he swears, then the truth will come out. So Ramban says, yes. He could have told him, but he didn't know the halacha. He didn't know my shita. The Baal Mor says, no. The Baal Mor says, even if he said it, it won't help. There's something else. Me, I picked up the Avida before you. That's right. You picked that before me. I go ahead and grab it from you. Why? Because I have no right. No more than a shomer. that is holding on to an object has a right to keep the object because the mafkid owes the nifkid money. So the shomer says, I'm not giving it back. And he owes the money. He has no right to keep it. He has to give it back to him. He owes the money, so let him go to court, let him bring it in, let him, there's a different case. He has no right. So you have a machlokes about amor and rambam. So Ksuei says in Siman Dalet, thank goodness, you go like the Balamor. That what? That the shomer has no right to keep something, even though the balabas owes it to him. And where's the Zohar's Raya? Every single morning. We say, at night, B'yodachav Kibruchi. Every night we say, we give Baruch our neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a shomer, you're a shomer. You're watching over us. You take our nefesh, we're going to sleep. Now you're in our hands. Who knows if we can get up the next morning? You have us. And the next morning, Shezarto Binishma Selakan, Shemish Sati Zarto, Bozato Yzarto, Nisa'at Nisha'at Nisa'at 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 you give me back my neshama. You watched it, you're a shomer. You're a shomer. How many shomer are there? How many? Five! So then there's no Mishnah. Five? Yes, sir. Shomechim, shomesokha, sokha, and shom. You said four. Shomesokha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a shomer. He's watching over us. And therefore, the next morning, he gives us back our neshama. You don't have to. We're such a bachoyf, you can keep it. You don't have to give us back our neshama. According to Ramban, the neshama belongs to you. Belongs to you because we are bachoyfs. We don't pay up our debts. We owe so much, so keep it. He has no right to. That's a different issue. That's a different issue. Because you give me your watch, I can't keep it, even though he owes me a lot of money. That's a different issue. That's a different issue. This is just to know, we just go through the Pasha Pshat, like more of a Messiah. Hashem was a metalis. It's Yachloko Bishvua. The Shvua is either because of Milk Shana, Kunabaya, and goodness, like Rabbi Yochanan, what? Perhaps Hollywood told him Talis Shachaman. It's just the Agama for those of us that did learn, will learn from Messiah. This week's Hedra, Parashish. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had great doubts. Shmei Hashem Ladati Lehem. Moshe Rabbeinu Bemis saw that Klal Yisrael was going through so many surim that how do they know that Kadosh Baruch Hu will match them? Question is, I'm going through the question, and he answers, "V'chein hemor l'vi Yisrael ani Hashem motzeisi eschem mitachas eretz Yisrael, b'salti, b'goralti, b'kachti, eschem yudim." Everyone knows these four lashonis. It's not only the lashonis of gula, but represents mitzvahs, kaisis. That kaisis represents these lashonis, which is a dindra abanin. Then the Rabbanan, Rasumah Neis, and represents the Rumer Mechuyevis and Dalat Kaisis. Dalat Kaisis is wine. Wine brings out Yayin Samach Rabab Enosh, not the Seichel, but just the, because the Seichel, you lose your Seichel. You don't know the difference between Or and Boruch, between Mordechai and Haman, you don't know the difference between one and two. Oh, but the Nefesh comes out. Gaalti, Gaalti brings out the best of us. And Rav Gadol Yishor mentions that, I think according to the Svasenis, that he says that the Gadol Yishonis of Gula that brings out within us, according to Svasenis, for Yisoidus the man, that is is Eish, Mayim, Ruach, Ofer. These are sodas in one way of destruction. These are the sodas of Gashmis. And all the Shonis we went through Mitzrayim, we were elevated. Amalas and Eretz Yisrael. We became a greater nation. We became a nation of Maimon HaSinai, of Nasa and Nishmar. I'd like to explain this. That Mitzrayim, the Shiva Mitzrayim, elevated us. It became Shechina. Shechina was within every individual. And I'd like to explain it more. And that is as follows. In Parshas Vayigash, when it mentions that Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. So Yosef says, he is a Yosef from Bichai. Then Yosef says, I want you to go back to Father. Don't feel guilty. You didn't send me here. It wasn't that you sold me to Mishmael and you sent me to a pit. No. Kim, the Sinei Allah of Pharaoh. Because Baruch made this way. I became a father to Papar, I'm ruling the whole country. Therefore, listen to this. Maru Baolu El Ovi, we have Martin Elov, Koya Mar, Binacho Yosef, Samana Lakim, Odon Homosroim, Rudu Eli Al Tamod. The shaft of the Erzgoshi, we said, Kor of the Rai, Ato, Venero, 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 Sulu, Ho, Shalach. He says that I'm an Odon in Mitzrayim. Tell that to Father. Tell that to Father. Tell that I'm an Odon. And the good Erzgoshi. Why do you want to tell your father you're an Odon for? Disgrace. You're the top man, top. The big man in Mitzrayim. You're Mitzrayim. Zimusalasim is your Muslim, our Mark Sukhs. How about doing a Hamor? Be with mysteries like be with a goat, with a behem, with an animal? You're the head of what? Shmutz? 49 Melodicomas of Tumor? Shari Tumor? I'm the head of it. I'm the head. I'm the master of all the dogs. I'm the head of all the animals. I'm the top cheese. Are you a Rosh Hashiva? Are you a Maritz Torah? You sit and learn day and night? This is what you tell your father? You tell that to your father? And make sure to tell him. I said, Busha. Keep quiet. In fact, Yosef, from the Forshim say, was ashamed of the fact that he was a Mishmach. He never asked to be a Mishmach. The prophet was amazed. When he told his Mishmach, he didn't jump up and thank him, and make a kiddush. Didn't face him like he was there. He didn't ask for that. He advised that. That's why he took him. That's why Paro accepted his potter, his interpretation. What's wrong with other interpretations? You have seven daughters, you have seven kingdoms, they'll live for 7 years, you'll be rich, and then you'll explode. Well, impose that Paro. Paro didn't like that one. Why not? Because that dream anyone can have. Why me? You have it. You have 7 good years and 7 bad years. Why was it posted? Why was that dream given to me? The answer is, because every other dream, you can't do anything about it. This dream is given to power because power can do something about it. You have the 7 good years and 7 weak years, you can do something. Since you're power, you can make sure store of grain for the 7 poor years. You can do something. If I had a dream, I couldn't do nothing about it. I have a dream the United States would go bankrupt in 3 years from now. So that's my interpretation. I can't do anything about it. Let Obama have that dream. Give it to Obama, not to me. What do you give it to me for? Give it to Obama. What am I having that dream for? So the Malay saw that. And it really worked. It worked. So therefore, tell Father. Tell Father I'm an Adam. So according to Siv, the reason why he said that is that Father will not want to go down the Mitzrayim. Why? Where are they going to learn? Where are they going to live? I live in Mitzrayim. Can't live in Mitzrayim. Why not? Because the Gedolim said there could be no Torah in America. No Torah. Really? Yeah. Uchron said it. Chaim Weizer said it. Don't go to America. There can be no Torah there. With all due respect, I'll say it very lowly. They made a mistake. There is Torah in America. It's growing. Baruch Hashem, it's growing more and more and more. I don't have to be a naughty to say that. No Torah in America. That's Emes. See, you just said a second ago there is. And there is. The Gedolim were right. no Torah in America. How do you say there is Torah? They're not in America. It's not a bipod, iPod, and YouTube, and this. Everybody is learning nothing else. Nothing else. If you have to be in something else, I just saw the game. If you don't know what we're talking about now, I admire you. I'm going to just say words now. Don't pay attention. Giants, the Knicks and the Suns, 10 seconds ago, tie score, and Knicks win by 2 points. You know that? You see what you can do in 10 seconds. You can see 10 seconds what a person can do. Oh, what type of a demon? That's what you get a shear. They get millions of dollars to get paid for that stuff. They get paid for that. And we don't get paid. The damage from an S3 and our mind is somewhere else, and all of a sudden we go back to what we're saying. And what about Nachtaloch? According to Sivkiach, even if you didn't have Kavanah before, if you had Kavanah here, you're Yotzeh. You don't get Schar. You don't get Schar in Olam Haba. The millions of dollars you don't take to Olam Haba, but this is how you do. Isn't that a chizik when you watch the game? Isn't that a chizik? That they play B'kol Chochus? Thank you. Now I'll daven better. Thank you. Thank you. That's a chizik. Learn from that. Learn from that. So therefore, back to the Nitziv. Nitziv, therefore Yosef said, I'm the ruler of Mitzrayim. Why? In order that what? You should don't think we can't go down Mitzrayim. No Torah Mitzrayim. No, you'll be in Goshen. But people live in Goshen. I'm an Odin. I'll throw them all out. I'll tell them to go somewhere else. You'll have an empty land, and therefore you can learn Goshen. There'll be Torah in Goshen, and not Mitzrayim. However, I wanted to stress another pshat. And that's the pshat of the Alshach. Yaakov Avinu did not want to go down to Mitzrayim. Why? He's afraid of ghosts. And loving God, he was Shamati. He observed Tariyag Mitzvahs. Why didn't he want to go down to Mitzrayim? What was he worried about? So you look at the Pesukim. Because Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov. I will go down with you and I'll go up with you. What is he saying? Yaakov did not want to go down Mitzrayim. Why not? Because Yaakov was sure he'll never get out of there. He won't live another 210 years. He will not get out. The tomb was so strong. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, I'm going down. How many went down Mitzrayim? 69. 69. She says the Chev was born in Binachumas. And Rav Shadi said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amash in the 70. How many went on Mitzrayim? Shishimibu. No. Shishimibu Chosra Achas. I'll go up with you. I'll go down with you. I'll go up with you. Shechim will go down. So the Ashach says, Yosef says to his father, what does he say? He says, I'm an Odin. I'm an Akim. I'm a boss in Mitzrayim. What does that mean? That the tomb of Mitzrayim, you're right, Yaakov, is so strong, we'll never get out of there. But they're weakened. They were mocker of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Paro, I don't mean the Paro of Shmos, I mean the Paro of Bereishis, saw Elohim. He was mocker Hashgachas Hashem. I told him I can't do anything in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he was mocker. That means there was a halisha, weakening of the tomb of Mitzrayim. They became weak. They weren't as strong as you think they are. They were strong, you're right. But they're weak now, and we can go out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? That they saw the shame. They didn't see just a hero, a tremendous hero, a big youth, a little Garrick. They didn't see that. They saw the Neshama. They saw the Neshama in a person. They saw the Ruchas in a person. That's what they saw. Where is Shechina? Where do you find Shechina? You have in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why daven well, go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yerushalayim. Mega Torah as a Shechina. Can't deny that. What does the Torah say? What does the Pasuk say? What does the Pasuk say in Achimus? Hashochi tomitoch tumasim shel Yisrael. And welcome tumah! In Mitzrayim! In Mitzrayim! of a Yiddish, a Jewish Shechina, but not just a bunch of two legs instead of four. We're basically no different than a cat. A cat was killed today by a car, ran over a cat. So, there's a chesed nisim for the cat. There's a dimecheshim for the cat. The human being is the same way. Once you die, you drop dead. His time is up. That's all. Cookie crumbles. The man died today. I said, time's up. Beautiful, beautiful answer. Pure, brilliant. Brilliant. He's 95 years old. It's about time. His time is up. That's all. He's all different than the cat. Cat dropped dead, and he dropped dead. There's a chesed nisim. There's a dimecheshim. Scharbiyonish. Why? It's just a bunch of bones. They'll rot anyways. Because it's a neshama. Chelik lekanamal. We're a part of Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a neshama. And this is what Yosef said. That's what he told Father on the Mitzrayim of the Odin. That they saw there's a neshama. That's why you should go down. Who will get out of there? You're not as strong as you think they are. Malchus, you're Malchus too. At one time, in the power, all the Malchus were not only to make Ma'anish, we'll discuss this, not only the Ma'anish, power, and the Malchus were also to what? Show you Isha Kapio, Malchus. The Dao Rishon Shel Gula comes for that purpose. Now, Rishon Shel Gula comes and takes it up, elevates us from what we are, from offering. Ruach, Eish, takes us and leaves it to another Amandrega. The fourth Lashonis is the Osianim, and it says Lakachti. So the Pesach, what says with Salti, Lakachti, Gualti, Lakachti, is I'm taking you out, I'm bringing you forward, it means not only taking you out of Mitzrayim, I'm taking you out from your Gashmias, I'm bringing you out, I'm showing the pure you, what you really are. What you really are. This is the most important part. And this is Halach L'maisa. This is Halach L'maisa. Halach L'maisa. Where do we see we have a neshama? Where do we see we have a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The famous Bach says in Siman Menachos, in Zion, Bach says in Archaim, the Birchas HaTorah, Kavona Esek B'Torah. And this is this lashon. The nearer the kavanosa, we brought it. We chavon shehem lasu b'di b'torah v'arav moshe v'kinu. We saw shenia oskin b'torah kedei shisatzim nishmosenu batzomus ruchnias v'yushas makor mutzei haTorah. We should connect to the Torah. Our gidim, the machgidim shase, the machiborim shase shisai gidim, our borim and gidim should be connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We oskin b'torah al kavanah zos. Because we are Merkava Hekel Shinasa is Baruch. Shina Mamish Bikibra. The Shekhinah is with us, and we have a Mokum for the Shekhinah. We have a Mokum for the Shekhinah. Where is the Baruch Shalom? Where is he? He said, Baruch making a Baruch on water. He said, Baruch learning prayer on the phone. He said, Baruch Davin. He said, Baruch rushing. He wants to make sure he hears Kedusha. There's the Baruch Shalom. There's God. Our actions show ye shall Kaba Olam. We're called Yisrael, Sar Kale. We're an envoy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, an envoy. Where's God? Look at the Jew. Look at that Jew. That honest Jew. Not the Jude. Jude is a nivel peh. We're speaking now nivel peh. Jude means I've been cheated. Cheated. As a Jew is a cheat. Chas v'shol. Chas v'shol. We represent Tahara and Kedusha. Apparently in Mein Kampf, Hitler writes there, why do you hate the Jews so much? Why do you hate the Jews? You know what he says? Because they make us feel guilty. They make us feel guilty. I hate my brother. He's brilliant. And my sister, she's even smarter than he is. And my father and mother, they're so exact, they're so perfect, they're so good. And I'm a shlamazel. I'm the sandwich in between. And all the time the father says, why aren't you like your brother? If I was your age, I did this and this and this and this. You shemazel, you. You make me feel guilty. Father's right, I am a shemazel. on his right and on his left. On his right, I have no love, I have no desire. I'm just a shmuel, shmuel. I'm just only gashmis and tigers, 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 tigers. But if I didn't have a brother, it would be all right. But that brother's making me, probably would never say that. It's because of my brother and sister, they're making me guilty. Get rid of them, and I'll be top cheese. I'll be top one. There's an neshama in every person. And the Makis brought out the neshama of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when you learn Torah, that's the Mokam HaShechina. It's not just a bunch of words. They're the Shechina. A person should realize that. And that's what the Gemara says in Pe'alef in the Dorim. That may mal of the words. I shall be over to Tchila. They didn't say Baruch HaShem. They didn't say Baruch HaShem Torah. Ah, come on. They didn't do it Baruch HaKavana. They learned Torah because it's a good intellectual exercise. Is it where I can learn halachas? I don't know what to do. Learn Gemara. Learn halacha. But not that I elevate myself. I be a chilek alakam, a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not going for that. That's the whole purpose of learning. That's the whole purpose of Avodas Hashem. That's the whole purpose. That's the major tafkid. That's our major purpose in life. It's our purpose. And this is where they lacked. This is what they lacked. There are two brachas. Brach Rishona, Shabrach Avon Kalamim, and Brach Achrona, Megid Aliyah. There's no Brach Achrona in Torah. Megid Aliyah, Bechai Yilid, Mata Vesachim. Shabrach Avon Kalamim shows that we're not a Nifar. We're not better than Goyim. We're different than Goyim. We're unique. We're unique people. We have a purpose in this life. We have a purpose. Shabrach Avon Kalamim. And this purpose should be explained. Kach Torah. Torah is medame to mayim and to ish. Mayim is medaya. A person is dirty, so he washes, takes a wash, he washes himself, goes to the shower. It's medaya, but also fire. How can you compare Torah to fire? This yeshiva, don't tell him this in the quote of Usher, the name of this yeshiva is Esha Torah. Esha Torah. So you got the wrong place. Isha Torah, because Torah is Metama Deish. Why is Metama Deish? New York City and the whole region had a hurricane, super duper. They called it Sandy. Sandy did a job. I always say I compared to 9/11, also the other sea. They still don't know how much damage Sandy did. What Sandy did is destroyed homes, and some people killed, and mominous property. Poverty destroyed, but did not go ahead and create interchange. Didn't change the chefsa to wind, to water. Eish destroys, but Eish can also convert. Eish can take this table and make it fire. Make it a fire. Torah is an Eish! An Eish! It converts us! Can change our whole personality. Islamis! Excitement. Places doesn't say, gosh, Tamo, a wonder. What are you getting so dramatic? I'm an intellectual. Cut the dramatics. No dramatics here. Just tell me the Kasha Terrace. Don't go ahead. All these, no hands. Just say the Kasha. No hands. Stand like this and explain the Xos. No hands, no dreidach. Come on, do it. I can't. Get rid of me. I can't. That's a Jew. It's a nefesh. We're a fire. Fire doesn't say a little thing. Fire flames. We're a fire. The Eish Torah. That Eish destroys. What does it destroy? The impurities and brings out the best. One aspect. And that could be the Pshat. And the Gemara Makis. I want to try to answer up with Kedator. The Gemara Makis says in Daf Yud, everyone knows that Rosea Bishogeg, you don't have to go to the contest to know this. Makis Daf Yud, that Rosea Bishogeg has to go to Golos. the man kills with shogi, the achirudim, the apavot v'lomus, if he kills a person there, achirudah, so it's a shogi, and the go'adam has the right to kill him. And he's a relative of the person that killed. And the Rishonim say, hutar dam, his dam is mutar, that you can allow to kill this person. So therefore, who, not, I'm not meaning that you, but the korov, the relative, the brother of the person he killed, can kill him. So he runs through or in the foot. And he stays there until the Kohen Gadol dies, then he can walk the streets, and now the Kohen Gadol cannot kill him. So the Gemara says, by the way, this miklat is not only an Ori miklat that saves a person from death, the Ori miklat saves him from death, the Torah. The Gemara says, Omar B'Yochanan, Menayin L'Dibri Torah, Shein Kolti, also saves you from death. And it brings the Pasuk, it's best if I Ksiv, Sosa Torah. The Torah can also be a kolit. It brings a bride from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was an Amora. As long as he was alive, the Malach HaMolis could not touch him. Once he, as long, why? As long as he was living, as long as he was learning Torah. As long as he's learning Torah, it's impossible Malach HaMolis can't have any shlit over him. Once he interrupts himself and learns, his mind's not learning, he doesn't learn, the Malach HaMolis killed him. That's what Moses says. So it's a dryad that the Torah is also kolit. Saves a person from death. Your caution is the terrorists. Why did the Gemara and Daf Yud bring a ride from Rav Chisda? They could have brought an earlier ride, more Daf Lam and Shabbos, by David HaMelech. By David HaMelech, as long as it was in Torah, the Malach HaMolis couldn't kill him. Why do you have to bring a riot from what? From Rav Chisda. Rav Melech lived to be 70 years old. Because I'll say that Adam Harishi should have lived to be 1,000 years old. I only lived to be 930. His mispel is take 70 years off of my life and give it to Rav Melech. Give it to Dov. So Dov was going to live 70 years, not 71, not 69, 70. So Rav Melech asked, what day, where am I going to die? I'm not going to tell you. But it's going to be on Shabbos. So therefore, David knew that Shabbos would be the day the Malach HaMolis will get him. So what do? You learn. So you learn. Get distracted for a second, saw a leaf. Get a little leaf on it. So for a second, distracted, the Malach HaMolis is gone. So Pashua Kreger said, why didn't you arrive from Chizda? An earlier Raya, David HaMelech. That's Rav Kreger's kasha. So Noran Gol gave the following answer. There's two aspects of Torah. One is the Gemara Makis is talking an escape from death. Escape from death, you deserve to die. So as long as you sit in this room, you'll never die. As long as you're here in the Ori Miklat. So I brought a ride from Rav Chisda. That's talking, and I'm coming to learn, why am I coming to Leva Torah? To escape from America. Because if I didn't come to Leva Torah this year, I missed 2 weeks intercession, I'd go skiing. I just kill my time away. Kill. I'm smart enough. I'll get more out of staying here than I'll go back there. It's an escape. Which is nothing wrong. It's a madriga. I can't go there. So go into a place where I have an environment where I know I'm diving in a different atmosphere. Because if I'm up there, oh boy. I'm not going to elaborate on that. This is an escape. Escape. Go to the real world because I stay out there. I can't do it. And that's a madriga. But there's another madriga. David Melech wasn't escaping from any others. He was living. And that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted more. Yishmar was a Messiah. Oyev Kesef, Lees Vakesef. So Chazal say, Oyev Mitzvah, Lees Vakesef. Get enough Mitzvahs with David Melech. He did a great job. More. It's chiyus, it's life. That's why they wrote, that's the right from David HaMelech. It's chiyus. And that's what Torah is. Torah is not just an escape, not just to cleanse ourselves. Part of the Lashon of Gula, to cleanse ourselves from the tumor that we had, to show the Shekhinah is with us. That's chiyus. I didn't come here just to cleanse myself. I came here to grow more chiyus, more. It's a chiyus, it's a chiyus. The Torah is a chiyus. life is a chiz, that's what it's all about. So don't be depressed if I don't get into this college of my choice. I didn't get this grade. I didn't get this shidduch. I didn't get this position, this summer position. I didn't become the head counselor. I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. How would you say, Om Yehishim Rabu Bekavona? Om Yehishim Rabu Bekavona? Koran Lo Zeradim Shalodim? Bekavona Bekorom? Did you do that? Did you say brachas this morning? Did you say kibbutz? Did you say kibbutz? Did you say kreishman? Did you say that is your purpose in this world and not to go into Harvard Law School. You get a Harvard Law School, good. If you don't get in, you're still good to heaven. You're still good to heaven. Chayorom Lata B'Zachinu. Chayorom Lata B'Zachinu. Zachis! I didn't come here to escape. Escape from a scheme in Vermont. I want chiyas! One more! More, I'm never satisfied. More. Very bad example. Very bad. You have a double scoop of chocolate fudge. And you have marshmallow and your sundae. And no one's around. And a little bit of chocolate falls on this table here. Don't answer my question, because I know what I would say. Would you take your finger and lick it? Not if I scream, what's wrong with you? Chazi, how can you do that? You don't make a bracha, just a little, you don't make a bracha. I can't help it. Of course you know. Chayolam nata b'zachinu. Achis! Achis! Every moment that we learn, if you have this in mind, I now understand the Tosfos. Went through Sukkot four times after four times. Nothing great. It wasn't clear to me. And I didn't realize for the fifth time how unclear it was the first four. You don't have to be excited, you don't have to be a siddhis. Chiyas, you're giving me chiyas. It's like all the chocolate. Take my finger and lick it. Oh, come on now. Come on now. I hope you don't. Recording that. At least it's not video. Don't put a video on that. I hope not. I'm embarrassed. I'm totally embarrassed. Especially if it falls on the floor and I go and pick it up. Potato. Fell on the floor. Don't answer my question. Would you pray if the potato fell on the floor? You can have it. Please, none of my business. None of your business. I'm not answering your question. Thank you. I have no right to ask it. I love it. I have a chuka. That's what you spell. Baruch Hashem, Red Lashem. Make Torah sweet, sweet, sweet. Give us chiyas. So the Dalai Shana's Gita Shalgulo is not only to take away the oath, the impurities that we have within us, but it shows us gula, I want more gula, I want more chloric, kishkabis, hokosh borchu, and that's the brocha, as the Torah of Rebbe Hashem Akinu. This is what it's all about. This should be our kavanas, and our davening, and our learning. So hopefully that will be zeich lekach. Learning in Avos Hashem. Come to hire my vegan Avos Hashem. You're here for 2 weeks, 2 years, at least the chopachas, not more. So whatever it may be, hopefully that we grow in learning in your Shemayim and have a stronger and bigger Zvakodi world. Good night, Hashem.